This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:42, up 13 on the open. March, 8:48, up 20. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:70, up 24 on the open. March, 8:74, up 20. May, 7:51, up 18. July, 5:92, up 4.5 on the open. December corn opened at 3:51, up 2 on the open. March, 367.5, up 1.5. May, 378, up 1.75. July, 387.5, up 2.5. September, 395.5, up 2.5. December, 403.5, up 3.75 on the open. November beans opened at 9.65, up 10.25 on the open. January, 9.80, up 10.75. March, 9.90, up 10.25. May, 9.89.5, up 7. July, opened at 9.98, up 10.5. And November of next year, 9.32, up 7 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 264.50, up 4.50 on the open. December, 271, up 5.60. October soybean oil opened at 39.80, up 48 on the open. December, 40.22, up 20. At the Merck, October live cattle opened at 95.05, down 20 on the open. December, 99, down 15. February, 160, down 10. April, 130, down 22.5 on the open. September feeders open at 116.35, down 47.5 on the open. October, 116.55, down 30. November, 116.50, down 62.5. January, 114.80, down 55 on the open. October lean hogs open at 65.90, up 35 on the open. December, 68.80, up 17.5. February, 72.10, down 7.5. February, 72.95, down 20 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91 even, up 90 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Since the hot opening in the beans, the wheat rather, it has backed off just a tad. December wheat now at 8.62, up 16. The March 8.68, up 14. I guess the question is, can the trade hold the gains off the bell throughout the day?
Well, it's going to need to sort of keep the momentum up. We corrected it down after last week's reversal down, and now we're trying to reverse buck gap out here. As everyone's well aware, the overnight weekend news, less rain in Australia. Australian Wheat Board is expected to put out another production number tomorrow morning and expected to see a smaller number yet as the Australian continues to cut its estimates there. Then plus two, demand still remains somewhat robust. We're seeing Pakistan come into the marketplace and searches over 1 million metric tons to help sort of curb their high prices and their shortfall of wheat too. So the wheat market remains somewhat strong. We'll see if we can put in some type of retracement back up to the highs just above $9.
Would you anticipate that being the case? And I suppose the more to the point is, what is the world carryout number that the trade is using at these price levels?
Well, the last one's 112 million bushel, million metric ton carryout. It's probably going to get tighter yet as the Australian wheat crop comes lower. The French group is expected to lower their production some by 500,000 metric tons, so the world carryout estimate continues to get tight. And we're seeing panic buying as these countries come forward and continue to buy. Sort of reminds me of the corn market in 95, 96. You know, continues to chug higher. It chugged higher in the expiration almost. The old crop was the hot one, whereas new crop struggled. We're probably going to continue to see that divergence where old crop wheat remains somewhat stout here for some time.
So you say a 112 ending stock for the wheat. Might they be actually working off a number closer to 110?
Well, it's going to be tighter. I don't know if how tight it's going to get, but I would imagine we'll continue to ratchet down these world-ending stocks on wheat, 1 million to 2 million metric tons, probably by each report. The old saying is, you're continuously harvesting wheat year-round. Just about every country raises wheat, but with the southern hemisphere in serious trouble, that puts the pressure back on the enormous northern hemisphere to pick up the slack, and that crop won't come to market till next spring.
Turn your attention to the beans. They made new contract highs overnight, I guess, on ideas of some frost. But we were talking to Brian Maple in the last hour, and he was looking at last Monday's report, and he's scratching his head trying to figure out what they're talking about because the crop is fairly along and dropping leaves up in the northern parts of the country.
For the most part, but yet, too, there's some later beans that got nipped. Our best estimate right now, anywhere from 5 to 10 million bushels of beans could have been lost. But when you subtract just one bushel off the supply-demand balance sheet bottom line there, it tightens it up even further. So just a little bit of a loss is a serious issue in the soybean complex. But for the most part, a lot of producers wanted to, or needed some frost in some areas because these bean fields are really uneven, and it could help them out quite a bit. But when you look at the bottom line, it's probably minor, mainly cosmetic more than anything. If the frost freeze would have reached the southern part of the belt, and it had been a whole different issue. But so far, it's been confined to the northern belt where beans were fairly well along, as Brian mentioned there.
Meanwhile, in the deferred July beans, we saw a price over $10.
Wow. You know, everybody sort of giggled and chuckled last winter and last summer about higher bean prices. Here we are. We would not be surprised to see the front end to run on up to the $10 level fairly shortly here. The key is this 960 area in the Novembers. We gapped above last week's high there. We should back and fill if we stay above 960. I imagine by Thursday during Dan Zwicker's comments, he'll be talking $10 up front beans.
Turn your attention to the corn market, which continues its sideways grind that began pretty much the beginning of July.
It continues to consolidate. We continue to believe we're stuck in a trading range. We run DSO7 futures up to this upper 350 area. We're going to see some hedge selling pressure. But the other hand, we drop her down to this 340, 330 area. We expect to find support from huge demand out there. We don't really see any change in plan on that. The main thing or curiosity that everyone's going to have is what happens to the cash side of the equation. Right now, the countryside sort of reluctant to sort of pay up for cash corn, stating bigger yields, harvest pressure in front of us. So once we get in the mid part of harvest, we feel it'll be a different story. The breakout will be to the upside.
So the cash does the heavy lifting as opposed to the futures. Not a lot of downside risk, in your opinion?
Well, about the time I say that, we'll be down $3 in a hurry. But we feel that Lynn's downside is going to be buying opportunities for a higher move into year end.
What do you see over at the Merck today?
Well, a little easiness up front in the cattle complex. Looking at cattle and feed report, it's going to be another tight situation. We feel the cattle complex has another $10 to $15 per hundred to the upside here. We're quite optimistic. Cattle futures still, and corn's undervalued and cattle's undervalued, and those are going to be two star commodities as we go into this winter. On the pork sector, we've got some heavier numbers coming at us here this fall, and I think the market's going to be able to digest that fairly well. We continue to see China playing games And I say that in reference to what they did to our bean market in past history. They buy some and find something wrong with them, then work the marketplace. And we're seeing them do that not only with U.S. pork purchases, but also the Canadian pork purchases too.
What might happen to deferred cattle prices should USDA get its wish and have older Canadian cattle cross the border?
Well, we're going to need Canadian cattle across the border to beat the huge demand factor and the huge shortfall. When you look at the numbers, they're not that robust, per se, but that's been in the workings for some time. And in short term, that's probably going to be a little bit negative. But when you look at the big picture and total numbers, it's a drop in the pan.
What are you telling grain producers to look at, to do, to think about over the next 30 days?
Well, short term in here, we would use the optimism in the bean complex to get caught up on some bean sales. As we approach $9 cash bids in some areas, boy, that, you know, there's not very many times you can sell cash beans over $9. So we feel that the mentality out there is to be bullish beans, and we want to use that to our advantage as a producer. When you look a little longer term, we're going to have a lot more bean acres next year, so that sort of encourages us to get caught up with bean sales, sell the beans, and store the cash corn.
Do you have a renewal, a re-ownership strategy for the beans?
It is a situation where we get the cash sold first, then we'll look at the replacement here as we go into middle of October. That replacement strategy would be mainly on paper, so you have to be comfortable using futures and options. Some simple replacement strategies to outright buy a call option or to go long the board and buy a put to protect it, because we can get in another situation like we saw a month ago, walk into the office at 5 o'clock in the morning, see the overnight overseas and financial markets dramatically lower. And you don't want to get caught up in the emotional roller coaster. You need some type of staying power through at least January, February 2008.
Thank you much.
Very good.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois, looking at current prices. December wheat in Kansas City at 840, up 11 at the Board of Trade. December wheat, 856, up 10. March, 863, up 9. December corn, 349 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters. March, 366 and a quarter, up a quarter. December of next year, 402 and a half, up 2 and 3 quarters. November beans, 964, up 9 and a quarter. January, 978 and a half, up 9 and a quarter. March, 989, up 9 and a quarter. November at 928 is up 3. You're listening to WILL Urbana. News from Washington is next.